Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in Air Show podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about something that almost nobody addresses, and that is how to really think about the transition from being an employee to an entrepreneur. You know, there's a lot of mindset issues. There's a lot of scheduling issues. There's a lot of ways that you organize your day and even some other things that we're going to talk about in this episode to make sure that if you're interested in making the jump from employee to entrepreneur, you do it with full awareness of all the things that will make it easier and smoother for you and also avoid the pitfalls of doing that. My name is Jason Wojo. I'm a host here on the Life in Air Show, and I'm joined by my co-host, Polish Peter. What's up, dude?
You sound like this is the first time you're ever recording this podcast. Hi, my name is Jason Wojo, and
well, dude, it could be somebody's first time on the show, man. They might not know who we are.
That's right. Yeah, I'm Polish Peter, by the way, and I am the co-host of this particular extravaganza. So yeah, let's talk about
this.
Extravaganza. Speaking English.
Extravaganza. Got it. All right. Well, if you're still tuning in, and we got some serious value for you. And I'll tell you, the reason why we chose this episode is because there is so much uncertainty out there right now. And I would say arguably even more so than in the past regarding employment. And if you look at the news, if you tune in or even do a Google search, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of people being let go from big name organizations, from nationally known, globally known companies. It seems regardless of what industry you're in, you know, how big the company is, people are getting let go. And that is, you know, whether it's due to AI or inflation or global economic pressures, it doesn't really matter. But the point is this, people are being put at the mercy and they're vulnerable to corporate decisions. And so many people are re-examining entrepreneurship as an option to secure their family's financial future.
Yeah, and I think both of us were in that spot years ago. I was in that spot in about 2007. I wasn't let go. Well, he was about to let me go. I was working in architecture, and then I went to the entrepreneurship. And
I swear this is my English own first. This is an English first podcast, I swear.
That's right. Yep. I created my own first company, and I did a whole bunch of stuff wrong. And now I have another company and actually doing things right. So I think both of us can give you guys some insights of how to go from the entrepreneur employee mindset to entrepreneurship mindset. So a couple of things about the employee mindset. There is, I believe, this is at least this was like that for me, there is that sense of comfort, that sense of security that I thought with that, you know, W-2, because I was getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. And I was going from 9 to 5. I could check out at, you know, at 5 o'clock, check in at 9 and do my thing, whatever I needed to do. And that was it. So that was my mindset going into that kind of a perspective, right? Any thoughts about that?
So let's just, yeah, this is a huge one, man. Like, and I struggled with this. So yeah, when you have a job, you basically are there from 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, whatever it is. And you basically, it's about putting in the hours. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, it's about what you put into those hours. And it's not so much about how many hours you put in. And yes, when you're starting off, you're likely going to be, you know, working more than you like to as you figure your whole thing out. But like at some point, you really got to be focusing on the things that are most important. And you know this to be true, like even if you still have a job, you know, if your boss told you, you could go home at lunchtime if you got all your work done. We both know, all three of us would know that you would get it done. And so that's a huge mindset shift because we're so used to pacing ourselves out over a full workday that we just fill it with fluff and, you know, and we fill it with things that don't move the needle. And we're playing the safe business owner kind of like make-believe entrepreneur stuff. And it's not going to get you the results you're looking for. You're going to struggle.
Yeah, so when you get into the entrepreneurship kind of perspective, you got to be very intentional with the hours that are working to more revenue generating and things like that, okay? So that's one shift that I would encourage you to look at. The other thing is, go ahead.
Let me double tap on that a little bit more, Peter, because like what you're losing as well is external structure. So, you know, when you have a calendar, you got to be at work Monday through Friday. That's one thing. But you need to design your work days in a way that kind of like suits the results you're looking for. So it's not, it's, it's about, it goes from kind of like, you have to learn how to like make the jump into not only self-management to get yourself to do those things, because now you no longer have like a boss telling you what to do and expectations and deadlines and things like that, to like real, you gotta take that onto yourself, and you gotta get really good at time management.
Yeah. So I'll give you guys an example of what it was like that for me. So some of you who've been listening to this podcast probably heard my story that, you know, I was divorced in 2011. And after that, I lost my entire business during that particular period because I just didn't care. And what ended up happening, I started building my own business. Now, one of the things that was really important for me to make sure that I get to go and drop off my kids at school and then pick them up from school. So I was starting to drop them off at 9 o'clock and start picking them up at 2:30 at that particular time. So from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. was my work hours, to business hours to grow the business. So because of those bookmarks that I had on the front end and the back end of the day, I had to work like my hair is on fire to make sure I get stuff done, that it's intentional stuff, that stuff that's going to move the needle, because I had to do the other things outside of that. So that bookmark, that, you know, time made me be very intentional in choosing the things, the priorities that move the needle, right? And work like my hair is on fire. Now, some of us work better at it than I do, than others.
But clearly, yeah, you're not good at it.
I got hair. You don't. So, I mean, obviously, you burn your hair down. So
that, I think there's some Polish logic in there, but that's fine.
It's all right, man. It works
listen,
for me.
But you didn't start there. That's not where you started.
No. Well, I mean, when I was back in the day, I wasn't doing it, you know what I mean, at all.
Yeah, right. You were just working all the time.
Yeah, I was working all the time. So because here's the thing. What I brought into my business, the first business that failed, what I brought into it is the same mentality as I had in when I was an employee. And that was one of those things what I had, for instance, in my head, the scarcity mentality, meaning like I can't hire anybody. I have to do everything myself because nobody's going to do it as good as me, because I was an architect, right? So everything had to be perfect. So I brought that into my company. Everything has to be perfect. So when I was designing the websites, I was designing the business cards and all those kinds of things, and it had to be perfect, so forth and so forth and so forth, so forth. So that is the employee mindset that I brought into the business, and that actually cost me my business, my everything.
Not only that, but like, you know, you're mentioning, you know, your work schedule. That's not how you started. You were working all the time and you didn't have boundaries, right?
Yeah, that's what I said in 2007, when I started the wrong business, the wrong way, that's what I was doing.
Right.
Then after the divorce, I had to put those boundaries in place, right? So the point I'm making is like, notice like there is an entrepreneurial mindset and there is the employee mindset. The employee mindset that I had is everything has to be perfect. I have to do it everything myself. There's a scarcity. I don't have enough to pay anybody. I can't pay anybody, all those different things. And I had to work as much as I can, because if I don't work, then I'm not providing. I'm lazy. I'm not, you know, so I was working many hours. I mean, sometimes I would pull all-nighters, you know?
So this is something that like, you know, you also got to recognize like, yes, there's a huge amount of freedom that comes around with being a business owner. Like, and absolutely, like, I would never trade it for the world. If push came to shove, I would just start another business. Like, if say everything crashed with Life and Air or whatever, it doesn't matter what the business is, I'd just go on to another business. But you do make some trades. And one of the trades that Peter alluded to is like, you got to really wrestle with yourself and the mentality around shutting business off and not missing out on the things that are most important. Because like when you're an employee, you can clock out and you're done. And you might not have to think about work until 8 a.m. the next day. But when you're a business owner, it can be very easy to let those thoughts like creep into every part of your life. Even if you're not working, like I'm not even talking if you're physically working all the time, but even thinking about work, like you can find, and by the way, I'm speaking from experience. Like these are things that I've made these mistakes. Like you can find yourself thinking about work all the time and not getting, and it can be very, very, very overwhelming, and you can feel like you can never escape, you know? That's something I think that you have to learn how to turn it off. I think it's a learned skill. Some of that has to do with how you set up your business. If you have a business, like you said, Peter, like that depends on you, then it is very difficult to turn your head off because you're constantly thinking of all the things to do. If at least if you have a team or automation set up, some of those things will run in the background while you are, taking your, living your life. So that, I think that's an important point, because that can be, you're technically not working for anybody else, but you might be your worst boss ever, your own worst boss.
Yeah. Yeah, because what ends up happening, like in my first business, you know, that obviously failed, I was thinking about the business 24/7, kind of like, how do I make this work? Improve it and all those kinds of things, right? And guess what? I wasn't present in life. I wasn't present with my wife. I wasn't present with my kids because I was constantly thinking about it. And they could see it, you know? So in the second part now that, you know, looking back and when I'm putting these boundaries in place and things like that, what I've done is I created priorities for myself. And what are my priorities in life? So number one is God. Number two is wife. Number three is kids. Number four is business.
Hold on. And then... Wait, whoa. Where am I in this list, bro?
You're 17. You're down 17.
Oh, so, I messed up. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of people in between there somewhere. You know, there was a cat and there
toenails.
Yeah. There was a mouse in there, you know, the neighbor's, kid, you know, and then there's Vojo. Okay. So this comes with Polish jokes.
Hey, we're going to get right back to the episode, but before we do, I'm so excited to finally share this with you. The Business for Life book is finally launching. I've taken 3+ years of my life, 15 years of academic training, 19 years in business, and put all of this into one single source for you to create an amazing life and business you love. If you've been following the podcast for any period of time, you know this is all what we're about, and never before have I taken all the principles, all the lessons, all the experiences into one place so that you can have a step-by-step blueprint for achieving it. It's meant to be tactical. It's meant to be a roadmap. It's not a fluffy business book, but something you can actually use and refer to achieve the freedom you wanted the business for, so that you can get your time back, so that you can get your life back. Go to businessforlife.com to learn more. You can grab your copy off Amazon, and the instructions are right there. I'm so excited to be part of this journey alongside you, and I have something here that I know 1,000% is going to help you like nothing else ever has before. And I'm proud to present this to you and be part of that. So go get that book and let's get back to the episode.
All right. So think about it. I have these priorities, right? And now when I go and put things in place in my life in a calendar and I look at the priorities in there and I, let's say, have a dinner with my wife, then this is the most important thing in my day today, right now, in this very moment. That's how I look at it from mentally and physically. So when I sit down with my wife, it's the most important thing. When I go in the business at 10 o'clock, that's the most important thing. And that's why I kind of, in my mind, I was able to shift my focus on a daily basis to be able to prioritize everything that I need to work on, you know?
Well, when you don't do that, if you're experiencing, if you're thinking about business in your personal life, you're missing out, number one, in your personal life. And then if you're feeling guilty about not being with your family while you're in business, you're not effective in business. And so you're missing out on both of them. And so you really do just have to learn to be, and by the way, again, I think it's a skill. You got to learn to be present and remind yourself. And by the way, a little tool to help you do that is to create your vision. We teach this at the Life and You Get a Life Getaway. And that is really what helps you prioritize what's most important. You know, another thing I think is underappreciated about the difference between being an entrepreneur and employee is you got to learn to kind of get comfortable with volatility in income. You know, you're used to a paycheck every 2 weeks or every month or every week. It doesn't work that way when you have a job. When you have a business. And so you can start to very easily adapt to scarcity mindset or a level of you're frantic almost every expense feels scary or risky, every opportunity, it's urgent. I need to jump on this right now, or else, and every, you have a slow week and you just you start to question everything. It's you've got to really have some resolve and build that. Because otherwise you default to short-term thinking. You're jumping between different businesses. There's no consistency. You're constantly pivoting and you just never get any traction. And so you really kind of got to just get comfortable a little bit with that uncertainty. Now, one of the ways I'll encourage you to do this is if you're going to quit your job, do it with some savings in the bank already. I would not encourage you to quit unless you have at least 3 to 6 months of expenses and a track record of you know, having some income from business. Like I strongly would encourage somebody to reconsider if they've never been in business, never have made a dollar in their business, and they want to quit their job. To me, and that's just me, I would not recommend that. I have seen people do it successfully, but to me, that's too risky for my risk levels.
Yeah, I think what you kind of alluded on there too is being comfortable being uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to be constantly have to be stepping out of your comfort zone. And I think that was a big shift for me that had to happen, because think about when I was in architecture designing these buildings, I knew this thing inside out. I knew exactly what I need to do from very beginning to the very end to cutting the ribbon, right? So, and when it comes to business, it was a brand new frontier. Every single thing I needed to do was something out of the comfort zone. So you're going to have to learn to get out of your comfort zone, because if you don't, it is going to be very difficult for you to grow the business. There's going to be a lot of, it's one of the, you know, you keep saying this a lot, is one of the most powerful personal development tools that you can ever have is have a business. You're going to grow like nobody's business in that kind of thing. So recognizing that you're going to be have to doing things that you've never done before. You're going to have to make calls. You're going to have to step out of your comfort zones. And when you start doing that, and you're going to, you know, fail forward kind of a thing, things are not going to work sometimes. It's going to be up and down, but that's the journey of entrepreneurship. And like, and as long as you don't give up and you keep moving forward, I think it's going to make a difference for you. So it is, I think, you know, from my perspective, entrepreneurship is, you know, most challenging. But at the same time, I would not change it for the world. I mean, I love it. And it is such an exciting, awesome thing that I get to do every single day. And I am my own boss kind of a thing. Granted, I just want to make sure that I'm the good boss, right? But at the same time, I get to go and hang out with my wife. I get to go and spend time with my kids whenever I need to. And it makes a huge difference as opposed to staying somewhere from, you know, 9 to 5. And I can't.
Oh, dude, I would never go back to having a job. Like, I cannot imagine. Now, with that being said, we didn't talk about this, but like, you also have to learn, you don't get paid for, you know, when you're in business, you know, you don't get paid for doing stuff, you get paid for delivering stuff of value. And so you have to learn how to make decisions. It's not just about raw output, and you know, you need to know what the right decisions are. So you have to do your homework and experiment with this first. And so just as some practical kind of tips as you're starting this kind of journey, you know, number one is really understand the mindset shifts you are making, because they are tremendous, and you have to, and give yourself some permission to kind of like feel a little uncomfortable with it. And you know, you're trading, it is a trade of like freedom and autonomy for accountability. Cause like ultimately you are the one that's accountable for everything, you know, you are responsible. You can't blame anybody else. And I would encourage you to actually have that opinion as well and have that perspective. Like, it's, and maybe you're not good at it yet, and that's okay. Like Peter said, like, as long as you keep going, you will get better. You will improve. As long as you educate yourself, learn from others, get around people that are supportive, like this will facilitate that. So number one is like really get comfortable with the mindset. Number two is really, I would again have a plan, financially, as well as like a runway, and give yourself some time, some milestones that you would have like, hey, I want to make, you know, half my year's salary before I feel comfortable, or my full year's salary, or whatever that is for you. Really have targets there. And also just like understand like what goes along with it. It's going to be slow, and then it's going to be fast, and you're going to learn at each stage. And if you approach business with a perspective of like, you know, what can I learn and how can I grow and improve? Like, you know, versus just execute, like that's a key kind of, you know, perspective change that I think that'll allow you to be successful.
Yeah. And a couple other things that just popped into my head as you're talking about the entrepreneurship mindset kind of thing I have to learn. It's a we business, meaning WE. That means that I have a team, that I need to bring the team. There's not just me. There's going to be, whether it's having a coach or a mentor or a team member or a VA or an employee or whoever it might be, I can't do it myself. And that had to be a big shift for me. That's one thing. Second thing that had to popped up for me in this whole entrepreneurial thing is that when you grow, when you go into this business, what ends up happening is you're going to constantly evolve and becoming a new leader. You're going to constantly have to grow into becoming a better leader. better leader in your business. You're going to end up being better leader as far as your household goes, husband, wife, man, or whatever it might be. So you're going to have to constantly look. It's a leadership journey throughout this entire process. And the other thing is the activities that you are doing. One big mistake that I did at the beginning was that the activities that I was making was not, I knew deep down inside that these are not the right activities that I should be doing because it's not going to generate me revenue sooner than later. Like I was, you know, designing a website or designing a business card, those kinds of things.
Yeah,
so the activities that you do. Yeah, exactly. The activities that you do have to be towards stepping out of the comfort zone, which those are probably most of the time the revenue generating activities, the profit generating activities. Because when you're starting out, you got to focus on making money. Revenue kind of a thing, that space. And then you prove to yourself that you can sell this service or this product. And then you start to multiply that. And it's, you know, journey and step out of yourself. Ask people for help. I think that was another big lesson that I had to learn. I had to ask others for help. And when you do that, you start to grow a little bit better and, you know, faster in the business.
Yeah. And listen, it takes time. But I think, you know, very few entrepreneurs, certainly no successful entrepreneurs that I know. And by the way, when I say successful, I mean like, you know, set up their business around their life, not their life around their business, like would ever go back to having a job. So if you're on that path, I want to encourage you, like we're here to help you. Go join the Life and Air Facebook group. It's called, and actually we'll just put it in the show notes. I think it's called Build the Business and Life You Love. Because we're here to support you. And when you have other people around you, like Peter said, to give you their experience and you can build off their expertise, that's the only way to shortcut this learning curve for you and to help you kind of like get past some of the things and the mistakes that they've made. And I certainly, God knows I have many mistakes in my wake of business entrepreneurship. So if it can save you, then we'd be glad to help you. Also, if you would like to learn more about business in general, you know, the Business Builder Workshop at Life and Air is a great place to go. This isn't an event to really necessarily help you choose which business you should go into, but it'll help you at least not let business take over your life in the process. And so that'd be valuable as well. And if you need to get that vision done first, like Peter started talking about earlier on, that's the Life and Air Get a Life Getaway. All right, guys, anything else, man?
No, just go after it, man. And
yeah,
don't give up.
You got it. All right, see you guys.